You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
O morning star, splendor of eternal light and sun of righteousness, come enlighten those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. That prayer was inspired by today's passage, Luke 1:78-79. This is from the Song of Zechariah, which he sang in worship after his son John the Baptist had been born. Through the tender mercy of our God, the day shall dawn upon us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. That image of the dawn is a poignant one, especially in the northern climates where the days are growing shorter and shorter towards the solstice. And it was an image of the Messiah in the early church, an image of Christ that was often used in prayer. The early Christians prayed almost invariably facing east when they were taking part in formal worship. Facing east because that's where the sun, the dawn, comes from, because that's where it was prophesied that Christ would come at his second coming, as we find in the book of Zechariah. And the dawn, even outside of Christianity, has always been a symbol of hope. The dawn that breaks forth in the darkness. Often calamities and difficulties come at night, and one longs for the dawn to come and dispel the darkness. The dawn gives us an opportunity for action, an opportunity to rise up and to do what must be done in a difficult situation, to work by the light of day. Well, that's contrasted in this passage with the shadow of death, a repeated image in the Old Testament. Often the valley of the shadow of death was the valley that stood between two armies encamped on opposite sites of rising ground. And the valley of the shadow of death was where those armies would defend to die, to slay each other. The valley of the shadow of death was a terrible place. Yet here it says that those who sit in darkness are in the shadow of death. Sitting in a position so helpless that they don't even rise up to try to do something for their own situation. In contrast to that, when the light of God comes, he guides our feet into the way of peace. The coming of the Lord in this season that we celebrate is meant to get us off of our sittingness and into a state of action, to guide our feet into a way of peace, to arise from despondency, to recognize the things in which he's calling us to strive and not to give ground, to labor and not to grow slack, to hope and not to despair. Let's invite the Messiah, Jesus Christ our Lord, to guide our feet into a way of peace in our relationships, especially as we spend time with family this Christmas. May he guide those relationships into deeper peace and guide us into a deeper knowledge of God our Father.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.